Most Americans who suffer cardiac arrest do not get prompt CPR, and that's one of the reasons that in some places survival rates are less than 10%. To do better, some U.S. cities are pushing a new type of CPR. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The new CPR doesn't require special skills or training. It also doesn't involve mouth-to-mouth contact. All you have to do is push on the chest to keep the blood flowing until emergency medical technicians arrive. That means it's a lot easier for the EMTs who answer 911 calls to coach people in how to do it over the phone.
All right, hello, your mom.
Like this episode, a woman in Boston has called 911 to say that her mother stopped breathing.
She stopped breathing?
Yeah.
All right, well then, she stopped breathing. I need somebody to do CPR. So I only need one person.
Okay.
The call taker, an EMT, coaches the woman on how to resuscitate her 76-year-old mother.
All right, well then, I'm going to need you to put the lower flat on the bed and start CPR.
All right.
One hand on top of the other, front of her chest, between her nipples, and press down.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to need you to do that 30 times.
It seems to be working.
She's breathing.
If she's breathing, I don't want you doing CPR. If she's not breathing, I need you to do CPR.
Pressing on the chest isn't a good idea when somebody's breathing on their own. But the woman stops breathing again, so the EMT tells the daughter to go back to pushing on the chest. A minute later, EMTs arrive and take over. Joe O'Hare says this is exactly how we'd like to see every case work. He's deputy superintendent of Boston's Emergency Medical Services.
The patient survived, went home with good cerebral performance, as far as we know. So that CPR probably saved that woman's life, so she did well.
This could happen a lot more often. Most of the time somebody has a cardiac arrest, there's somebody who could help until the EMTs arrive, but bystanders do CPR only about 25% of the time. Partly that's because many people aren't comfortable with the mouth-to-mouth part called rescue breathing. Dr. Thomas Ray of the Seattle King County Health Department says streamlining CPR may save many more lives.
Rates of bystander CPR haven't changed a great deal in most communities in the last decade or two. By making it simpler, maybe we can move that needle a little bit.
It's begun to work in Seattle. Their 911 dispatchers have been pushing the new CPR for the past year with good results.
We saw that bystanders were more likely to get CPR started when the instructions were just chest compressions as opposed to chest compression plus rescue breathing.
Ray led a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine that compared nearly 1,000 cardiac arrest victims who got traditional CPR from bystanders versus 1,000 who got the new style CPR. There was no difference in survival, around 11 or 12% in each group. That's not great, but Ray thinks a big difference will come if more bystanders are willing to do the new CPR, and he thinks more 911 dispatchers will be able to convince them to try.
A dispatcher can say, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Let's get started. An assertive, confident dispatcher can make a world of difference. I mean, they can save lives.
A similar study from Sweden also shows the new CPR is just as good. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.